T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And let's go to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. And the governor of Minnesota joins us, Governor Tim Walz. Governor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
You know, I would ask you this, too, just speaking of your health, because it's hard for you to take a day off. I saw the Ohio governor tested a couple of times, negative for the virus early, positive after that. And, of course, the president's coming to visit him, so that was a concern. As governor, how often are you tested? Can you kind of take us through that?
Yeah, I've been tested 3 times. That's about once a month. You know, our protocols are pretty good. We go through a morning screening with, you know, I think most families do, washing your hands, taking your temperature. And then I have been tested 3 times since the beginning of this. And just most recently Monday, which ironically enough, I was the day I did talk to Mike DeWine. He has become a good friend. He called, wanted to know what I was going to do about football, which, of course, in Ohio, they're really worried about it, too, and he hasn't figured it out. And, of course, that's where the high school league was just getting ready to announce the spring football season. But that's how we go about doing the testing here.
Cash, I remember driving around Ohio one time. I was out for the Hall of Fame ceremony for Bud Grant at the time, and we took a little drive out to see the high school fields. And Governor, as a former coach, I mean, they have, I think it was lifetime passes at some of those schools out there, and the stadiums are unbelievable.
Yeah, there's waiting lists to get in. Families pass them down, much like they do, you know, season tickets to the Vikings or something. It's big deal. And, you know, I've always said, I think some people, certainly we can overblow certain things, but I don't underestimate the power of high school athletics and high school activities. And so I want to thank Eric and the folks over at the high school league. This is a hard decision. There was no a decision that was going to make everyone happy, but their job wasn't to make them happy. It was to keep our kids safe and figure out how to get them playing.
Hey, Governor, let me ask you if you have a response. The Minneapolis mayor earlier this week sounded off about the riots in the National Guard. Any reaction to that?
Well, first of all, I just want to be clear. Those days were the hardest days anybody would be up against, and I believe that Mayor Fry was making the best decisions in the best interest of his city as quickly as he could, and I think the same was for us. It's a difficult situation. It has nearly never been done, and if you saw, like in Portland, the National Guard was never called out. And so it's hard to know, you know, what that mission is what policing could do. I just think this thing is it's not a rift. I consider Mayor Fry a good friend. I think in the aftermath of this, we should all take stock. It is kind of armchair quarterbacking, but there's value in that. If there's things we could have done differently, we should do next time. And I can just tell Minnesotans that in the real time in that, the protection of property, of citizens, and then thinking about putting law enforcement, State Patrol, DNR, National Guard down there, I had to make sure I had them equipped, that they had a mission, and that we were communicating together. And that is, you know, when we prepared for big events like the Super Bowl, 18 months of planning goes into that. We had about 8 hours. And so I just believe this is not a personal rift. I think we were, as we said, the mayor called for the National Guard as quickly as he could. We responded as quickly as we could. And certainly we're glad there wasn't more loss of life. But this is what happens when society got to the point that George Floyd killing erupted, and we have to do better.
Coming up in a few minutes, we'll have the July jobs report, and we'll look forward to that here on CCO in just a few minutes. And I would ask you, here in Minnesota, certainly there's a concern now because a lot of us are wondering if there will be a tax increase next session to close this projected $4.7 billion budget shortfall.
You know, you've heard me say this before. I think we need to look at everything, but I also understand the economic side of this. you know, it's blood out of a turnip. You don't tax businesses who don't have the capacity to be able to pay, and they're trying to get back on their feet. State has to balance its budget. I think the one thing is that we made very, very good decisions. I was adamant about not letting anybody touch the rainy day funds. I was adamant about the, you know, a projected surplus. We should instantly create checks and give them back out. That would have been catastrophic. And I don't think you have to fix this overnight. What I can tell you is that the responsibility I have, I'm already making tough decisions. We've had to start laying off people. We've had to start thinking about and prioritizing services, but still increase quality of life. So I think, folks, you know, we can talk about everything, but the idea that that you're going to fix it with a tax increase alone is not going to work. And the idea that you're going to fix it just by cutting instantly cuts off your growth for the future. So we need to be smart. We've got a couple of years to balance this. We've done it before. And you know, you're going to continue to see in state government, it started with Department of Corrections. We'll have Department of Human Services. These are big expenditures. So it's easier to find, you know, to shave some things off. But I'm telling you, you get to the point where you're not cutting fat, you're cutting bone. And it's going to be tough, but that's across the country. I mean, this is catastrophic. And as far as states go, we're going to probably end up being one of the best. We retained our AAA bond rating. So we're going to be able to be in a strong position to get things back. And I, too, am watching these job numbers. I'm understanding that they're not going to be as strong as we had hoped. We have to get the virus under control, and then the economy comes back.
Speaking of the virus, Governor, now I know St. Louis County in the Duluth area is starting to be one of the hot spots for cases. And I think the number I saw earlier that today was nearly one third of those infected in that county are in their 20s. Are you heading up there today?
I am. I'm going to go up there. We've got a couple events looking at the city and, of course, being careful. And, folks, you know, this is one of the conundrums. We want the economy going, and it's prime vacation season. People want to go out and visit the North Shore, but we don't want to take COVID with us. And so I think the younger infection rates are a concern, because then there's the secondary and the tertiary infections that eventually get into those high-risk populations. I think the good news for Minnesotans is that we had anticipated early August we'd see a bit of a rise. But in the 5 months since this started, we've become much better at treating folks. And so while our numbers are starting to go up, our hospitalizations are not outpacing, you know, the supply that we have, and our ICU capacity is staying relatively stable. So while I think we've got a long ways to go on this, I think we've got a lot of a fight to go. I think there are some dynamics of this that have changed. And I think greater Minnesota is seeing they're not immune to this, but there are things, and I'm just going to make my plug. Today is the 2 week mark. And so we're going to start in the next week or so starting to see the impact of the mask mandate. And as you saw today, a study came out and said, if we do this nationally, we could save 70,000 lives by December. So I'm hoping when I'm up there, I'm going to be wearing my mask. We're going to continue to make the case. And I'm just going to be candid. The back to school stuff is, we need to get kids in school. We need to get it right. We need to keep them safe. But it worries me. We're going to have campuses coming back in. We're going to have students that want to gather. All those things are going to pose some risk.
Yeah, and I know yesterday at one of your press conferences, I know you had a conversation with a school teacher that was very concerned about what might happen to her in the classroom as well. And then I would ask you about the reaction from a school superintendent so far regarding education this fall.
Well, they're fantastic. And I think, you know, you listeners out there, as we're 5 months into this, starting to see that we can be more nimble. We start to revise how we approach it. Things that work, we redouble down on. Things that don't work, we quit doing. And I think the issue of schools is because that they respond differently, the transmission rates and some of those things. We wanted to really depend on the superintendents. And I know the superintendent of the district where my son goes to public school in St. Paul, Joe Gothard, had a wonderful online kind of educational piece for parents, which I was a parent listening, not as the governor, about what we're going to do. And so I think superintendents are thinking this through. I think it is incredibly challenging decisions that need to be made. They're going to err on the side of safety. But I think much like we're struggling with and going to put out some guidance around long-term care, we can't isolate people forever, and we knew that from the beginning. We have to find a sustainable place. So my hope is between mask mandates, Minnesotans starting to follow that, schools starting to use local data to get that right, that we maybe can start to see some of these things return to normal. But again, as you're seeing across the country, the virus doesn't care about our timing. It's really unfortunate that we kind of, you know, our modeling showed in April that August would be a peak number for us. It is, and that's just the way it goes. But our hope is by September 8th, that we're not just saying that, you know, the virus will do what it's going to do. How we respond is what we can control. And so I think we're getting more nimble, and I think those superintendents are getting more nimble about seeing trends in the virus, of not trying to pretend that it's not going to go there. We're going to see increases. The question is can we trace them? Can we isolate folks? And can we start to bend on the other side?
Governor, never enough time. Always appreciate your time. Have a safe trip up to Duluth today, and obviously we'll stay in touch. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.